This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Congress is preparing to counter the long-standing refusal of the White House to enforce the Weldon Amendment. Weldon was supposed to protect healthcare entities from being compelled by the government to perform or pay for abortions. Ignoring the Weldon Amendment was a necessary component to forcing churches in California to pay for abortion coverage. So Congress is introducing the Conscience Protection Act of 2016 that will give any party the right to sue even the government to protect the civil right to conscience. Pro-life groups are urging citizens to contact legislators. The Obama administration stands accused of usurping Congress to the tune of $7 billion. The White House took or spent the money without legislative authority. It went to a cost-sharing Obamacare scheme, perhaps to make federal health care more palatable to states. This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture. At healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit healingtheculture.com. Drama, and it turns out to be pro-life drama, is surrounding Donald Trump's selection for vice president. If that choice is to be pro-life Indiana Governor Mike Pence, Pence must bow out of his governor's race by Friday this week. Such a move could heal the rift caused when another possible Trump VP vacillated on the issue of abortion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.